So what about second line?
So second line has now become much clearer. I mean, as a result of ASCO 2008, the question in second line therapy was very clear, and that was, well, after you progress on one of these angiogenesis inhibitors, what do you do? Well, patients have been put on sorafenib after Sutent failure, Sutent after bevacizumab failure, because those were the things that were available. And we now know that if you've progressed on angiogenesis blockade with sorafenib or sunitinib or both, the benefits of RAD or an mTOR inhibitor are now level one evidence, phase three indicated. And I think that over time, when that finally comes out in manuscript, I suspect that I will, as part of NCCN, recommend that that have level one evidence in that setting for second line.
Now, what do we know about second line therapy of one TKI after the other?
We know that they're not entirely cross-resistant. So you can see sorafenib benefit after sunitinib and vice versa. You can certainly see TKI benefit after bevacizumab failure. But one of the things that we don't know is we've not been able to quantitate that. We've not been able to get our hands around a true randomized trial. Most of those trials are 30, 40, 50 patients, prospective in that nature, characterizing the fact that you do see responses, but the magnitude and duration of those responses are not clear.